From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I'm not one of those women who's beautiful when she cries, but I went to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial prepared to let loose. It was the 25th anniversary of the wall, and I went to read 29 names. Reading them all would take 4 days. In Washington, I shivered in line as the sun went down and the temperature dropped into bitter wintriness. A Navy vet ahead of me joked to lighten the mood. Behind me stood a woman who told me about the brother she'd lost. "You must be here because you're related to someone," she said. I told her the person who connects me to Vietnam isn't on the wall because my brother was a civilian. She threw her arms around me. That's why I went to the wall, because even though I'm not related to anyone whose name is on it, we are all connected by the sacred tissue of humanity. Later I met with Jan Scruggs, the force behind the memorial, and made my confession. If you can imagine anything so heartless, there was a time when I didn't sympathize with veterans. I thought my brother would still be alive if U.S. combat troops hadn't been sent to Vietnam after he'd gone there to teach English. The day before I left for D.C., Scruggs' foundation issued a press release stating that the names of everyone who served and sacrificed in Vietnam would be read. I thought about it all morning, then sent an email to remind them that civilians also died. They had simply forgotten and graciously apologized and even corrected the error. The kind of thinking that only men and women in uniform are sacrificed to war has to stop. Especially today, war touches all of us. It's time for a new monument, a book of remembrance for non-combatants, a closed book in which are inscribed the names known only unto heaven. In the granite of Mai Lin's sacred wall, we see our reflection along with the thousands lost. Now can we go the next step and remember the others? With a perspective, I'm Jill Hunting.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.